Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And you can come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You can buy merchandise, which we'd love to see you in. And we broadcast live all over the world. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, well, all you have to do is message us. And we welcome you to my world, live, laugh, or whatever with Stu Scheer. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network's owners, managers, or others. Any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. That includes any medical and professional information as well. We expressly deny any liability and all any negative aspects of it relating from this show. Anyway, this song right here, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. Call us, and we'd love to hear from you. And without further ado, here's Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. Crazy days, I'll tell you what. Real crazy stuff going on in the world. Oh, man, I don't know what to do. I've got plans to go to homecoming at the Ohio University. I can't say the Ohio University. Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. I spent part of my collegiate time there, among other schools. But we're going to go down for a football game and a big parade and a little bit of a reunion and have a good time. And hopefully it doesn't rain on our parade. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change.
No, it isn't. You did what I did last night. See, I got my days mixed up, and I thought we were doing a show last night, and you just called this Money and Change, and it's my world.
Yeah, well, we're still going to try to get back from Athens, Ohio on Sunday and do Money and Change. It's going to be a trip. It's about a four-hour, five-hour trip, depending on the traffic. So we'll get back for that, but at least I'm here for my world tonight. And we should be back Sunday at, 7 o'clock for Money and Change.
Okay.
Talk about plugs.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's been one of these weeks. You know what I'm saying? Ever since Sunday, everything has felt a little bit off. And, you know, I've been a little discombobulated.
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Yes. It's very trifling.
So, well, I'll tell you what, I've been discombobulated all weekend long, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Well, I'm going to let you go. Go enjoy your show, and I will catch up with you afterward. I'm going to do a quick test to make sure you can't hear me. So when you hear me disappear, you'll know. Test.
I still hear you.
Disappear, will you? Test.
There he is. He's gone. Okay, guys, welcome to my world, live, laugh, and whatever. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been one of those crazy weeks. I don't know about you. Oh, it's been one of those weeks. Everything seems like it's going nuts. If they're not going nuts in Washington, D.C., they're going nuts over in Europe, or they're going nuts in Russia. They're going nuts in the U.S. and Canada. Everybody's going nuts. Just drives me crazy. I think I'm the only sane person around. Well, no, not exactly the sane person. Well, we'll see. Hey, welcome to my world. You know, we always do a disclaimer. Michael does his, but I got to do mine. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Oh, and hey, by the way, tell your friends. to join us Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Big shout out to Catherine and Jerry. Faithful listeners, good people. I've known them for a long time. And Jerry is a ham operator. I'm not. I'm not a ham. I think people call me a turkey once in a while. But anyhow, Jerry's been helping me out on different things. And I really appreciate his knowledge and input on radios. He's pretty smart about that. Well, anyhow, guys, big shout outs to the Trim Radio Network. You have to join us. We cut the bull and serve the truth. It's trimradio.com. Check us out. We've got all kinds of shows on the air, and we have fun doing them. We don't get paid for doing this. We just have fun doing it, and we're all over the world. I've got listeners in Myanmar, India, South Africa, Europe, North America, every place but Iceland. I mean, gee whiz. If you're in Iceland, send me an email. Let me know. You guys speak better English than I do. Trust me. Anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. Big shout out also to the University of Findlay at findley.edu, and that's www.findley.edu. It's an NCAA Division II school. Nice campus. Great professors. Foreign students, oh, they have a few. And they have good programs. They have doctoral programs, master's programs, bachelor programs, additional educational programs for other people. It's a great campus. It really is. And it's so beautiful with the fall colors that are coming out. We're going to talk a little bit today about fall and the other nasty word. It's not nasty. It's called autumn. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But a big shout out to the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio at www.findley.edu. Big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. That's the center section of the pens. And I'll tell you what, both Michael and I have pens that we purchased from Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And they are really nice pens. And if you like a Second Amendment pen, hey, he's got them. Check them out. They're beautiful, beautiful pens. He sells pens to Disney World. He's been to trade shows in Japan, had to send stuff out there, all over. And he just finished up sending a load of blanks up to Michigan. And somebody makes pens up in Michigan, and Phil furnishes the blanks. He does the design work and everything for them. They're beautiful. A big shout out for Money and Change. It's not tonight, but it's going to be on Sunday, and we'll see you live, and we'll be talking about the economy and everything that's going on. It's not good. So tune in. Also, My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, right here, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., it's kind of an open mic night type of thing. We can talk about anything we need to talk about. Well, kind of, sort of. But we have fun doing it. Big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in the middle of Wisconsin. It's starting to get cold out there. Not here in Ohio. Matter of fact, today was, I think, 82 degrees or 85 degrees. I don't know what it was in Wisconsin, but it sure wasn't 85. Check them out. Also, check out Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Things are starting to cool down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And they're getting ready for fall and probably planting some fall crops too, as well as doing some harvesting. And they just don't talk about farm stuff. He talks about economy and all kinds of stuff. And that's Danny and Wanda King. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. If you check out the Money and Change website on Facebook, hey, we've got Dave's boots on the ground. and some of the things don't look good. And hey, I'll go ahead and put things up there because I like to inform people. I'm not trying to sway your persuasion or anything. I'm warning people just in case we have a financial crisis or other, because I'd rather be able to tell people in advance or as close to advance as I can to help them out. Now, we don't get paid anything for doing this. We do the research and then we spread the word to everybody else. And hopefully, you know, it helps out Catherine and Jerry and other people that listen to the show. That's what it's about. Big shout out to Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Check him out. Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell. He's still putting down gravel in West Virginia. I don't know how much gravel he puts down. I mean, truckloads and truckloads and truckloads. And then he starts putting the fine screenings down. And he's moving in what we call here in Ohio sheds. They're usually about 12 by 20. And he was just having one installed, and it was interesting to watch him install it. But it has a porch on it, and one of the people that are going to basically be able to camp out in his little compound area, they have a nice, real nice Dutch roof, what we call shed, but it's actually a campsite, and they have to finish it off and then go ahead, put insulation in and a wood-fired stove and all this kind of stuff. It's kind of neat. And one of these days, maybe Ed will let me visit there. Also, we've got Appalachian Homestead with Patara. I don't have her last name because she doesn't give it out. But she's great. She talks about all kinds of things. She has a farm down in Tennessee. And I believe it's in the Knoxville area, if I remember right, somewhere. I mean, they could be 2-3 hours from Knoxville, but you're up in the hills. And she talks about the economy and saving money and doing all kinds of stuff. And she's a down-home type person. So you want to check her out, Pataro, at Appalachian Homestead on YouTube. Check her out. Well, hey, what about the other shows here on the Trim Radio Network? The Florida and Fishing Show with Roscala Stefan. We've got Money and Change. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. We've got the Natural Marketer Podcast. We've got Offsides College Football, the Top 25. We've got the Red Pill Variety Show. It's Reality Show. Welcome to reality. Roscala always likes to say, will you take the blue pill or will you take the red pill? And I keep saying, no, I want to take the green pill. He hadn't found it yet. Okay. But check him out. It's a good show. Slobberknocker Talk. We've got Spiritual Freedom Show. We've got the Take Point 22 Radio Show, the Nixie Weekly Music Countdown, the Brighter Life Show, and more. And if you want to go ahead and join us, you can do that. All you have to do is contact us at trimradio.com. And we'll show you how to get yourself set up. But a big shout out for Michael for putting up with me and helping me. It was funny, last night, I was at a lodge meeting and I get this text, are you ready for the show? And I'm like, what show? I don't have any shows until Wednesday and Sunday. I didn't know what was going on. So it was too late for me to contact him. And I thought, well, okay. He just probably forgot what day it was. Just like I forgot that this is not Money and Change. I'm thinking ahead to try to make sure that my programming is right for everybody. Oh, it's been one of those weeks. I don't know if everybody is going bonkers or, you know, in a complaining mood. I take a look at my stuff on Facebook and I see people complaining. And they're complaining about the city council and the city manager and this, that, and the other. And they do have a right to complain. And it was interesting to see the different things that they said. And a lot of it was very factual. But I guess they had a protest on Tuesday. And I couldn't see it. I had to wait until the TV news came out. And it was a channel that I don't watch. But I caught it the next day. And I also caught it on my Facebook page. And they were talking about the city permitting a company to come in and burn batteries. And these were lithium ion batteries. They're known as ion batteries, I guess. Anyhow, toxic smoke near a water source for the city, drinking water source for the city, and so forth. And they were on TV, and then there was a city commission meeting, and they were there talking about that, and everybody was getting really worked up, and they had a right to. And the city commission just had to basically sit there and take it. And they were sitting there, for the most part, very quiet and listening to everybody speak. And they were all making their points. And I guess that lithium ion batteries put off a pretty acrid smoke. And one day that they were doing a burn at a fire department testing site, there was a thermal inversion, and that's where the cold air comes down and keeps all of your smoke low. And that got out in the area, and it could affect that drinking water. And it affected a business across the street from the spillway and the lake and so forth. And they had to basically shut it down. They had to turn off all the ventilation because people couldn't breathe. So I did some reading on this, and I thought, well, what can you do with a battery? Well, you could reclaim the batteries. They have a way of grinding them up and separating things out. But lithium has a tendency to, when it catches fire, you can't put it out with water. And using firefighting foam is another issue. It can be nasty, and it's not good for you to breathe in. It's not good to get in the water system. It's not good for plants or wildlife. And, you know, we have those batteries all the time. So that was going on, and it made the news again on a couple different TV channels. And everybody had a right to voice their opinion, and there was a miscommunication, I'll be kind, between the city and the citizens, and they are in a pickle, I'll put it that way. It's a local term, meaning you're in trouble, the word's out, and some local people were really upset. So hopefully they can get everything straightened out. And they don't do any more burning, and they have the proper permits from EPA and all this kind of stuff. And we can get all this taken care of. And then they had another issue about moving so many million from one account to another to fund a type of a place on the levee of the river and to have some type of an entertainment venue there. And other parts of the city parks needed some help, and it's a mess. So we have public relations problems, and it all boils down to communication. People have to talk, and people have to listen, and it's a two-way street. And hopefully everybody's learned their lesson in communication. It's a touchy subject right now, and I won't go into the depths of it, but it's communication, it's empathy, it's administration, proper management, proper notification, a lot of things come into play. And it's not fun to be a city commissioner right now, especially in this town. Maybe eventually things will smooth out, and I hope so, because we have beautiful walking trails. We've got a really good, what we call a hydraulic canal system, which is beautiful to walk on. It really is a beautiful, beautiful historical cemetery. Beautiful trees right now. I'm going to be in Athens, and the trees are probably going to turn while I'm down there, and I'm going to miss that. I mean, it's just beautiful. And we've got different types of monuments there to different people. And it's something to see and to walk in. I know people that come up from Cincinnati or over from Columbus just to go into the cemetery to see it. And it's the Forest Hill Cemetery and Arboretum. I guess Arboretum stands for We Got a Bunch of Trees. But it's a beautiful place. And we've got that. We've got other stuff. We've got, I don't know, 5 or 6 parks. We've got the bike trail that goes around the city and goes along the Great Miami River. And people walk it. They ride their bikes there. It's great. And what's interesting, at night, the deer come out of the fields and get down on the bike path, and they walk the bike path over to the cemetery, and they zoom around there, and then they go back up and feed at a farm nearby. It's interesting to see these guys. Sometimes about 2 o'clock in the morning, they will come down my street, walking in a line, and they are on the sidewalk. They're not in the street. They're actually walking on the sidewalk. Then they decide to take a veer off. And what they do is they go in people's backyards and they're looking for food. And then they come back out and regroup and go on down the street, and they go down a couple of blocks, about 3 blocks, to the bike path. And they walk the bike path out to the cemetery and then out to cornfields and stuff out there. It's kind of interesting. Very friendly deer. They don't really get upset. They're just laid back deer, which is nice. Now we have visitations of little black and white striped kitties, better known as skunks. You can hear coyotes at night in the summertime, and then in the fall, the skunk is out. We have, I guess, one that goes through our neighborhood usually once a week. And you'll be sleeping at night, and all of a sudden you'll wake up and you go, oh, what is that? And your windows are shut. I mean, this permeates through the house. I mean, it's nasty. Well, the skunk is out, and he's rummaging around for food, so we have that to put up with. Oh, well. Well, you know, what do I put on the Trim Radio Network, My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever? I've got Patara on there, and she's talking about when everything is too much. And you have to listen to her speak. She's common vernacular, nothing big and fancy. Pro tips to build your first aid kit with the Provident Preppers. You have to follow that, because they talk about how to build a first aid kit. I mean, I needed one today. I bumped my arm, and for some reason it bled. I don't know why. There's nothing sharp, but it did. And so I was out having dinner, and my friend said, your arm's bleeding. I don't know from what. I have no idea. I had a first aid kit in the car, but it stopped bleeding by the time I got out to the car. And so, But they talk about building your own first aid kit, and it's right on our page. Also talk about the University of Findlay. They're listed as one of the best national universities in U.S. News. Best National University ranking for the 18th year. that's saying something for that school. So that's why I always say, check them out. It's an excellent school. Also, Doug and Stacy, I've got to put them on my list because Doug and Stacy, they were talking about the latest is Berkey water filters. There's a lawsuit back in the U.S. Stock up now. I have one. In our water here, brand new water plant, and they did something to the water, and it has a slight chlorine odor to it. And I think it's sodium hyperchlorate, if I remember right. Well, I don't like that taste. Cincinnati was that way when I was down at Xavier University in Cincinnati. I hated that taste. Well, this Berkey water filter uses special charcoal filters, and I've also got fluoride filters on there to take the fluoride out of the water, because the fluoride in the water affects the pineal gland, which is right up here in the center of the head. And there have been a lot of studies for that. You can check it out, P-I-N-E-A-L, pineal gland. And so what I do, I take my water from the tap and then I pour it into my Berkey water filter, which holds about a gallon and a half. And it filters through, and at the bottom you get water. And it is the best tasting because you don't taste any minerals in it. You don't taste any chlorine or any other odors. It's great. And I've been using it for probably about 8 to 10 years. I haven't changed the filters on it yet because the filters are good for 3,000 to 4,000 gallons. And I probably drink 2 gallons a day at the most. So I'm good. Hey, have you ever had a situation where the farmers are out and they're doing soybeans? Have you ever seen the dust that comes back off the combines? I was going out to dinner the other day and I thought, okay, I'll just go down Davis Drive, and nice 4-lane road. And I go out to US 36 and I'm like, I can't see across the road. What's going on? And the wind shifts and all of a sudden you see the back end of a combine all the way across the field, which must have been maybe a half mile away. And it was kicking up that much dust. And I always avoid that because when I'm out in that and they put it up in the air, I can't breathe. It's an allergy or something. It really affects my sinuses for a couple of days. So I never drive in an area where I see all the soybean dust in the air. It's not good for me. So I have to stay away from it. And that happens every autumn. Hey, speaking of autumn, I was looking at Wikipedia, and we all know autumn is known as fall, okay? The fall season. And they wrote down, autumn is also known as fall in North American English. And it's one of the 4 temperate seasons on Earth. And outside the tropics, autumn marks the transition from summer to winter. And it's in September. And that's for Northern Hemisphere, or March in the Southern Hemisphere. And autumn is the season when the duration of daylight becomes noticeably shorter and the temperature cool. And day length decreases and night length increases. And then we get this dreaded thing, the time change in Ohio. We go from daylight saving time, which in the spring, we spring ahead 1 hour, so we have to get up an hour early, and now we fall back, and we get an extra hour of sleep. Now, there's been some legislation here in the state. They're trying to do away with daylight savings time and just have one set time, which makes sense. And originally it was to have more shopping time, more daylight shopping time for the businesses. That's okay. But it really messes with my sleep. I don't know about you, but it does. It messes the heck out of my sleep. And it takes me a week or two to get my rhythm back and so I can sleep. So between the skunk and the soybeans and the daylight savings time change, fall can be nasty. It can really be nasty. It's a beautiful time of year, though. I love it. It's football time. Whether it's high school football or it's college football or it's professional football, you've got those three. And out of the two, I always go to the high school football team because my seat is right on the 50-yard line, two rows down from the press, or no, three rows down from the press box. Excellent seats. It took me a while to get them. Thank you, JoJo. She helped me get them. And I've had them for, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years at least. Great seats. I love it. High school football. And I like to go listen to the band and see the crowd and everything. I've got all my friends and acquaintances up there. And it's great time. And then there's college football. And Finley, by the way, has only lost one game so far. They're doing good. And same thing with Ohio University. They've only lost one game, and they beat Iowa State, which is a major collegiate team. And so I'll be going down for homecoming because I spent 2 years down there. And I was in the original band down there. And then I transferred to Finley. And that's why I have an allegiance to Finley. So I do both. And if I could afford the basketball tickets, I would go to Xavier in Cincinnati. But those tickets are out of sight because that's a big Division I school for basketball. Maybe one of these days I'll get down there. But sports time, you got football, high school football, you got college football. I can drive up to Findlay. I can drive a little bit farther to Bowling Green State University. I spent some time there too. Not as a student, I think I spent my time in the library there. I think it was a library. No, maybe it was the Rathskeller. No, it was the Rathskeller. No, it was the library. And so anyhow, I could do that, or I could drive down to University of Dayton or other schools in the area, Earlham College, if I wanted to go over to Richmond, Indiana. It's not far. Different places to go, but it's college football, and it's football season. It's fall. Have you ever been out in the fall when they're burning leaves? I know it's supposed to be illegal, but it does happen. And sometimes they would burn leaves in the street and the smoke would just waft all over the neighborhood and you could smell it, and it was fall. You knew it was fall. It was really great. They burn other leaves down in Athens, and you can get very happy with those leaves, if you know what I mean. But again, it's a good place. And fall is a good season. And so hopefully we're going to see a lot of colorful hills and everything, and it doesn't rain too much on Friday. And then, of course, we have Saturday for the game and the parade. And that's going to be a wild time at the parade. It always is. And you always go down there and you spend money. Oh, they love to see you come down there. Everybody has to have a sweatshirt or a ball cap or a jacket or something that says Ohio University on it, or OU, or Bobcats, or whatever. It's just a tradition. And you go down there and you spend time in the restaurants. Or if you're that type and you want to go to the bars with the students, you can do that if you want, or you can watch the parade. You can kick back and have a leisurely time. And it reminds me when I was there, it really hasn't changed, well, all that much. And so we will be seeing that Friday and Saturday. I plan to get down there to go watch the band practice and see what's going on there. Walk around the campus a little bit, go up to the bookstore, have some fun there, souvenir time, and scope out the parking, because sometimes parking is difficult on that campus. And so I have to know where I'm scoping out my parking so I can get in and get out very quickly. It's a beautiful campus. It's one of the most beautiful campuses in the United States. That's at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. Wow. Hey, how about that FEMA test? Did you get your phone with a message on it? I believe it's about 2:20 in the afternoon they were testing it. Did you get anything? I didn't. Other people said, oh, they got it. And a friend of mine down in Florida, Suze, said, I'm going to leave mine on and see if I can turn into a zombie. And the rumor was out that if you listen to this tone, you would turn into a zombie. Oh, wow. Zombies. Did I see any zombies today at 2:20 or 2:30 or 2:40? No. Now, there was a guy on, he goes on YouTube by October Rains. His name is Steve Quest. And he also goes as Montagraph, M-O-N-T-A-G-R-A-P-H. And he used to work in the electronics industry for phones. And he was talking about stuff. He's a very intelligent person. And he was talking about the phone. And he said, you know, he said, if you take your phone and you crinkle up some foil and then wrap your phone a couple of times in foil and put it away, nobody can get a hold of you because of, you've actually created a Faraday cage around your phone and you don't exist. And if you take it out of the foil, then it picks up the signal and so forth. And I thought, well, if he says it, I'm going to try it and see what happens. Well, I went, I found some aluminum foil, and I cut out a piece about a foot and a half long. And I crinkled it up just like he said, and I carefully took it apart. The phone was left on purpose. I wrapped it up in the foil. And I put it away in my own home version of a Faraday cage and shut the lid and went about my business this afternoon. And at, 6 o'clock, I decided to take it out of the foil and see what happens. I didn't have any calls to the phone. And then all of a sudden, it updated itself. The foil trick works. So if you don't want to be bothered, you can take your phone, wrap it in crinkled up foil, and travel with it that way. And from what Steve Quest said, or Montagraph, the crinkled foil acts as a reflective thing so that radio signals can't get to whatever. Well, I tested it, and yes, Steve, it does work. Thanks for the thought. Speaking of radios, I know I've said this about our GMRS radios. Guys, these are great. I can even listen to radio stations on this playing music if I want. But I have this for communication so I can actually talk to people in an emergency. I've got two different kinds. This one is the newest one. It's a 935. No, it isn't. What the heck is it? Oh, it's a 935G plus. Okay. It's a good radio. I like it. And I could let it run for a couple of days, and it's fine. This one is a KGUV9G. I put a longer antenna on it, and this has all the emergency frequencies all over the United States on this one if I want to activate it. And when you have an emergency, you do that. So I just want to know what's going on, that's all. If I have to communicate with somebody, sure, they have a GMRS radio and a license for it, which is $35 for 10 years. $35, 10 years, you can't beat it. You've got your own call sign, you've got those, and you can communicate with a lot of different people. I just went out and I got an RA86 Redivis unit for the car. And I needed a power supply to test it out. And I'm in the process of doing that. And my friend Jerry is helping me out with that and set it up for different repeaters and so forth. And it's a 20 watt unit, and I should be able to get out 20, 30 miles with it, depending on the terrain. But again, I can communicate with people. I can also take and put it in my house. I just got a charger for that, so I could plug it in at the house and basically talk with anybody here in town or as far down as the north end of Dayton, which is great. I can do that. What about the Speaker of the House? All that commotion. Kevin, what's his name? You think I could remember that? It was something. Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, that's a ticket. Basically, they ousted him. Was that a good move or not? Some people were saying he was a rhino. Well, then why did they vote him in as the minority leader? Because that would have been the Republicans. Politics is crazy. Politicians sometimes just drive me nuts. I had to work with some of their things. I'll put it that way. And I had one that needed a porta potty on his trip from Columbus to Portsmouth, Ohio, and all of a sudden I lost $50,000 to $58,000 out of a budget, and that was money that I really didn't have. And I complained to our Department of Transportation, and they said we didn't have the millions either. But Vern wants it, and what Vern wants, he gets. And he was the Ohio Speaker of the House. Nice guy. But he was a strong politician, and he got what he wanted. So instead of having a primitive two-holer for his bladder stop on the way down from Columbus to Portsmouth, he then had a multi-million dollar rest area complete with vending and everything else. Waste of taxpayer money for just a porta potty. Oh, well. Your taxes at work. Well, anyhow, guys, what do you think about McCarthy? Was he that bad? Is that a problem with him? Was Gates right in starting this whole thing to get him out? I don't know. I mean, I really don't get in and follow the inner workings of politicians, because you've got all kinds of corruption and backstabbing and everything else on both sides of the aisle. And I listened to Jim Jordan, who's the next congressional district over from where I live. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the guy makes sense. He's really good at what he does. I like the guy. And I think, you know, it would be great to see him maybe a speaker or something else. The guy seems like he's honest and forthright. You know, I mean, a really good guy. And he doesn't dress up in a suit like everybody else. He likes to go shirt and tie. I mean, he kind of bucks the trend in the Senate. And everybody has to be, you know, have a suit and tie on and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I used to wear suits and ties. Did I like it? No, I was usually open shirt collar or else I wore a tie and a nice shirt that was always pressed, always looked good. And now I can kick back a little bit. But what do you think about McCarthy? What do you think about Gates? What do you think about Hunter Biden? Oh, that's another one. That's going deep. I mean, the politics in Washington, there's a lot of corruption there. And you find that in a lot of places. It doesn't make any difference if you're in Washington or not. You've got a lot of corrupt things going on. And if it's not the corrupt lobbyists trying to get things done, then it's the politicians, or in some cases, people that work for the politicians, or their relatives. We need to get that taken care of. You know, we talked about the FEMA project. Did your phone really go off? I don't know. Mine didn't, because I put mine away to test it. And there's another test, I believe, October 11th, probably at 2:20 in the afternoon. They will test the system again. And what was funny is Russia was doing the same thing, only kind of like the day before. They were doing theirs on October 3rd, which was like Tuesday. And they did it countrywide. And then it happened here in the U.S. today. And they're thinking, well, if somebody pulls the trigger and the big boomers come out, a third of their country is not going to be around. What's going to happen here in the States? I mean, people have to keep their minds together. I mean, you get a madman or an idiot or whatever that hits the trigger and causes the boom booms to go off. It's not a good thing. And you take a look at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Now, those were little things compared to the big boomers they have now. It's kind of scary, especially when the boomers go off in the air, or the boomers hit the ground and go off, and how big of a crater and lake they create. Kind of interesting. I wouldn't want to be around. Hey, I was reading some stuff today. Thomas Brook, or Brookie, B-R-O-K-E, in Remix News, he said Poland, Austria, and Czechia. Why don't they just say Czechoslovakia, but it's not. Czechia introduced temporary border checks with Slovakia to curb illegal migration. They got a lot of that over there. I think Poland is the one that didn't allow anybody in. I'm not so sure about Hungary. I think the people in Hungary would let people in from Ukraine, but they're not really that overly friendly, I guess, with everybody else. The Austrians kind of like have their own little rules. Germany's kind of messed up. Scandinavia, oh man, Sweden is really messed up. One of these days, they're just going to say, okay, all you immigrants, here's a boat, here's a plane. We're going to give you a little bit of money, send you home, and don't come back again. And then you have people here coming over the border. And they're not stopping them. I mean, there are certain rules. Every country's got rules. And if you're going to visit that country, doesn't it make sense to behave according to the rules? You can always go back to your old country and misbehave if you want, because they may tolerate it. But you just don't do things as if you're a visitor. Oh, that's good Berkey water. B-E-R-K-E-Y, check it out. Anyhow, I don't make any money on it. I'm just telling you, it's good stuff. But people coming across the border, especially in Texas, across the Rio Grande. I don't know how many thousand a day. And they're getting into the U.S. and then they're busing them all over the United States. You know, I would say, okay, you came into the country illegally. We will give you 60 days to migrate back out of the country. You don't have a passport. You're not here legally. Then you are illegal and you have to leave the country voluntarily. And if you don't leave in 60 days and you are caught without a passport or the proper visa, then you're going to have to pay the consequences and let it go at that. I mean, there are rules in a lot of countries. If they caught you coming in without a proper visa or without a proper passport, you would spend some jail time and then deported. And some of the foreign jails, I've heard, not a very nice place, especially in places like Turkey, Russia, you know, places like that. Not friendly places. So, you know, that's going on. And that taxes all of our health services because people come up here and they get into the welfare system, they get into medical services and everything else. It's expensive. And that's why our taxes are up. You know, people say, well, you know, what are the taxes like? I mean, what's the money coming in? It's scary out there. It really is. I was looking at the debt clock today, and I always do that, trying to get ready for Money and Change on Sundays at 7 p.m. And I'm looking at the debt clock, and it's just flying by. And right now I'm looking at it, it's $33 trillion, actually $33,466,000,000 and flying. That's $99,714 per U.S. citizen. And then taxpayers, like you and me, would be $258,022. I don't know about you, but I don't have $258,022. I have an okay pension, but I'm telling you now, I don't have that kind of money. I don't know who would. And tax revenue, we're getting in $4,336,504,000,000 and climbing. These numbers are changing. You take a look at the U.S. debt clock at usdebtclock.org, and you'll see these numbers fly. And it's scary. How did we get into 33 trillion plus in debt? Back in the 70s and 80s, I think we were almost revenue neutral, break even. And then we go back into debt. Hasn't anybody learned anything? Obviously, the politicians haven't because they keep spending. You know, people say, well, politicians spend like a drunken sailor. I said, don't insult the sailors. Because a drunken sailor knows when to stop because he runs out of money. Politicians don't. And I think it's time that we change that. I mean, seriously. Everything's going nuts anymore, guys. So my advice is pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food. Be able to preserve and store water. Make sure you have the clothing for the season you're going into. And for here in the U.S., it's going to be fall and then winter. Make sure you have an alternative source of heat. Have an alternative source for power in case the power goes out. How many flashlights do you have in the house? Do you have solar flashlights? You know, I went to a place that was Farm and Fleet store or whatever it was, or else it was Rural King. RuralKing. And they had solar flashlights. You can set them out in the sun, charge them up, you got a flashlight. They're great. Do you have those? Do you have a good first aid kit? You know, if you check out our site, we've got that first aid kit. You can listen to them and learn how to put yours together. Do you have a first aid kit in your car? I do. Actually, I have two. I have an IFAC, individual first aid kit, in the trunk, plus another first aid kit, which is the Band-Aid special. You know, you get them at Walmart and so forth. It's a fairly big box. I have blankets if I'm going to need them. And if I go on a trip and I need extra water or stuff like that, or maybe a protein bar or something, I put that in a kit in the trunk. If I need it, I have it. Do you have flashlights? Do you have flares? A lot of things to consider. Okay. And the GMRS radio might come in handy if you're broken down on the road and you can contact somebody. Or a CB radio, and you can contact somebody with that 20, 30, 40 miles away. The Trucker Channel, I believe, what was it? 19, I think, was the Trucker Channel. 10-4, good buddy. Well, you know, there's stuff going on. Keep a level head. Know your surroundings when you're out. If you're out at night walking, taking a nice walk tonight. Let's see what time. It's now 8:53 and 74 degrees, and very little cloud in the sky. And if I wanted to go out and take a walk tonight around the block, and I have a long block, I could do that. But I want to be aware of my surroundings. Use your eyes and your ears. Smell with your nose and so forth, especially with skunks, because they come out of nowhere and you can smell them if the wind's right, but you don't want to get up close to them.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem that you'll have at night, late at night, in the dark.
I know. I was at a state park one time for a meeting, and we went into town to eat. We came back to the state park. We went to pull in the main drive. There must have been several hundred skunks in the field and walking across the road. And I told people in the car, I said, how are we going to get back to the lodge? And they said, very carefully. Well, we creeped along. I didn't hit the horn or anything. But we creeped along, and we had to go about a mile and a half back to the lodge at the state park. Well, these little critters, it's like Moses parting the Red Sea, okay? And they let me through. And I thought, okay, this is great. Didn't get sprayed or anything. I get back to the lodge. Everybody's leaving and so forth. And I thought, well, I will just go back to the trunk and get something, because I bought carrots and stuff for the deer the next day. And I did that, and I shut the trunk very carefully. And I'm walking back into the lodge, and I probably had to go maybe, 400 feet. And I heard some rustling off to the left of me, and I looked, and 3 feet away was a skunk. And it's just waddling along and just pleased as punch to be there. I probably could have petted it if I didn't really disturb it. I got back in the lodge. I said, how often do we have skunks around here? He said, quite a bit. I said, has anybody ever gotten sprayed? Oh, yeah, once, and they remember it for a long time thereafter. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for my world. Start prepping if you haven't. Buy some extra food. Buy some extra water. Enjoy the fall, or the autumn, as they like to call it. And we'll talk with you next week on my world.
Yes, who knew that food wouldn't attract skunks? What could possibly go wrong?
You know? Oh, yeah, right. Food.
Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning into My World with Stu. And enjoy the skunk, you know.
Make sure that the tails stay down and not up. If the tails go up, you're in trouble.
Yes. It's kind of like flipping a coin in a big city late at night. going for a walk.
You got it. Well, anyhow, guys, have a good week, and we'll talk with you on Sunday with Money and Change.
All right. Have safe travel, Stu. I hope you have a great time, and go Bobcats. Anyway, good folks, deal. We will see you all later. Stu, have a great week. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in to Trim Radio Network, and we shall see you on Sunday. Don't forget, before Stu's show, Life Walk with Christ God. We are in Job, and we are deep in Job, and that is going to be a great, great show. And then right afterward, Money and Change. So we'll figure out some of the wonderful things that the things that the economy is doing.
Anyway, we're going to prepare.
All right. God bless, folks. Take care. And bye.